couch, dogs, me, guitar lessons. Hey there, Lick and Riffers, how are you doing? Welcome to another full fingerstyle arrangement lesson right here on Lick and Riff. And in this video, we're going to learn a fingerstyle arrangement of Layla. First, I'm going to play my arrangement so you can see and hear how it goes. And then we're going to break it down lick by lick with tabs right here on the screen as usual. It goes like this. Enjoy. Before we start, I just want to mention that this is a donation by one of your fellow viewers, one of your fellow students, purchased as a private arrangement and donated to the channel for everyone's enjoyment. So thank you very much, private student. So we have quite a few parts ahead of us to learn. We have the intro riff, the intro solo, the verse, the chorus, and the whole outro solo, which is supposed to be improvised. So I'm going to show you a lot of ideas. I'm going to show you positions around the neck. I'm going to show you how to integrate the chords and also the variation on the original electric guitar solo, which is originally in A minor. Okay, so I play it here because this is in D minor, the unplugged version on which I based the arrangement. So we have a long way ahead, and the solo itself will be a whole section. So let's start with the intro riff, which is simplicity itself. You just start with 0-3 on the A string, then the D string. That's the opening lick. And then D minor, you play strings 1, 2, and 3. Then 3-1 on the A string. Now it's B flat, so you play the B flat chord. You play strings 2, 3, and 4 on 3. And then 1-3 on the A string into a C chord, so you play 1-3 and then the chord strings 2-3 and 4, and then 3 on the 5th string and the D string. Now you can play the chord and then start it again, or you can just start it again without the D minor here. So it's without D minor again at the end. But if you want to play D minor, so just forget about the A chord. It will replace the A chord. So the A note, the A bass note, like this. Okay, instead of, you'll play. Okay, so this is open to interpretation as well. And that's basically the intro riff. You just repeat it twice. The solo. The solo starts with this. And you have the bass notes integrated, so 1-3 on the second string, and then the D string with hammer-on pull-off on the E string, 0-1-0, okay, 0-1-0, nothing fancy, and then it's 3 on the second string, 0-1 on the E string, and then 3 on the second string again, and then the B flat bass. Okay? 1 on the fifth string. So it's And then you can play 3 on the 2nd string again. Then the C bass, 3 on the 5th string. And you play this. So it's C, the C bass, with the open E string. 1 on the E string. And then the same hammer-on pull-off. 0, 1, 0. Then 1, 3 on the 2nd string. And with 3, you play the D bass again. So it's... And then it's 0, 1 on the E string. And then the D bass. Then 0, 1, 3. Then the B flat bass. Then 1, 3, 5. And you... it's 1, 3. 1, 3, 5, and then you play the C bass. Then 3, 5, 8. And you can play 8 on the 6th string as well. So you retain the bass notes. So again. Then it's 5, 8. Then it's with the D string, you have 10, 12. Okay, and then you have a hammer-on pull-off, 10, 12, 10, and 13 on the 2nd string. And then you have 5 on the E string with 6 on the 6th string, okay, for B-flat. So it's D, okay, and then, or it's the same C lick as before, or something simple if you want to vary it, to play something a bit different. It's just 1 on the E string, open E string with C, and then 1, and then 1, 3 on the 2nd string into D minor. Okay, so play the D bass. Or play the previous C lick. Okay, from the first phrase. And then you just play the intro again. Stop at C. You don't go to D minor. So it's D minor, B flat, C. And then it's 0, 3 on the A string again. And then the verse starts. So let's repeat the solo. D. B flat. C. D. D. B flat. C again, D, B flat, C, D, and then the opening lick again, 0, 3 on the 5th string. Now the verse. The verse starts with C sharp minor, so it's a bar on 4 A minor shaped, and you play the bass note first, 4 on the 5th string. Now, you can play the chord as, a beginning harmony, setting up the harmony for the ear, and the melody is this. Okay, it's 6, 6, 6, 6, 4 on the 3rd string, then 6, 4 on the 4th. So, and then you put on G sharp minor, still a bar on 4, E minor shaped, and... Okay, it's 6 on the 4th string and 4 on the 3rd. This is the melody. So, and then it's the C sharp minor line again. Okay, up to 6 on the 4th. Then you play this. This sounds a bit weird. But it's the correct harmony. It's D, this is a D chord head, and this is an E. If this is D, then this is E, because D, B sharp, E. So this is an E chord head. So it's 4 and 5 on strings 4 and 5. And then I slide it, but I play the 6th string along with it. I slide it 2 frets up. And then we get this. And this is the key change. Now there's a 251 move for E. And it's this. F sharp minor, you can put the whole chord on, or just the bar, or just this. 2, 2, and 2, and strings 2, 3, and 6. Okay? So you can bar it. Again, you can bar the chord, you can just bar the second fret, or you can put this shape on. Okay? 2, 2, and 2, strings 2, 3, and 6. And you play the bass, then you play strings 2 and 3, 3 times. Then you have B7. You play strings 2, 3, 4, and 5. The open second string is the melody note. Then you play it again, the open second string. Then you have E. Okay, so 1, 1 on the third string is the melody, and you can play the whole chord. Okay, you can hear it in there. And then on the fourth string, the D string, you slide from 2 to 4. And then you play 2 again with the A bass. Okay, the fifth string. So you have a 5 there. And then you do everything again, just without A. F sharp minor. Okay? The bass, then the chord 3 times. Make sure you're playing the second string. And then B7, and make sure you're playing the second string twice. Then you play the third string, then the second string. And then one on the third string is the melody again, so I just play strings 3, 4, and 6. And that's the verse. Okay, C sharp minor, G sharp minor. C sharp minor again. And then D, E. Then F sharp minor. B7. E. A5. That's the whole verse. A lot easier than the intro, actually, because it's all in the chords. Then you have the chorus. The chorus is the same chord progression as the intro, but with the melody on it, so you have to be a bit creative. So you start with 5 on the E string with the A bass. I suggest you do it with the pinky, because then you're closer to D minor, so... This is the first note, it's D minor, you play strings 2, 3, and 4, and then A 3-1 on the A string, and then the B flat chord, just like in the intro. Then you have this, okay, it's C with 3 on the E string, okay, and I keep playing the E string 3 more times, so... And then it's this D minor. It's 5, 6, 7 on strings 1, 2, and 3 with the open D string. And then I got the next notes already on. It's strings 2 and then 3. Okay, and then I play the D string again to indicate a new bar. So the first lick. A bass, don't forget. C. Flat without the 3-1. So then you have this. Okay, it's 5 with 3 on the 5th string. Okay, 5 on the E string, 3 on the 5th string. And then 3 on the E string. Then you have to let it go because you do 1 pull off to 0 on the E string. Then you put on D minor, you play strings 2 and 3, and then the bass. Okay, to get the syncopation. So, and then 1-3 on the second string. D bass, and then B flat again. And then this, it's the C bass, and 3-1-3-1 on the E string, using your pinky and forefinger. And then it's 5-3, so I slide my pinky and I go back and play the bass again when I play 3. Okay, to keep it going. And then, 1-0 on the E string again. Then, okay, 3-2 on strings 2-3 and side D minor, and then the D bass. And then, of course, and if you want to play another verse, you start the C sharp minor again. So the chorus, again, let's go over it again. It's A, D minor, B flat, then C with 3 on the E string, high D minor, and then A, 5, 3, 1 below to 0, 3 on the 2nd string, and then 1, 3 on the 2nd string, and then 3, 1 on the E string, 5, 3, and then 1, 0 on the E string, 3 on the 2nd string, harmonized by D minor, and then of course, the chord progression itself. So now we're at the solo. First of all, if you want the original line that Eric Clapton uses to start with, it's 8 and 10 on strings 1 and 2, but play it with fingers 2 and 4. And okay, you get this, and you play it with the D bass. And then you play it with the B flat bass on 6 on the bass. Then you can play it with C on 8 on the bass. And then I think I did this. Okay, I slid from 8 to 10 on the E string with the D bass. Now it's written in the tab because I always write my tabs after I make the lesson to include any variation that I showed during the lesson and make sure it appears in the tab. So that's the intro lick. Then you have D minor here. Okay, it's the scales. So you have 8, 6, 5, 8, 6, 5 on strings 1 and 2, and then 7 and 5 on the third string. So you can use that. Now, as you saw, you have the open D string, 6 on the bass, 8 on the bass, 4 B flat, and C. So you can just play around with it and create your own melodies, and just make sure that you're keeping the bass notes D, B flat, C, D. Just practice it slowly. Okay? Doesn't have to be anything fancy. Now, except for 8, 6, and 5 on the E string, you have all the rest of the notes here. Okay, so this makes it a lot easier. You have 3-1-0, okay, on the E string. You have 3-1 on the 2nd string. You have 3-2-0 on the 3rd string. And you have 3 on the 4th string, but you need that for D, so I suggest you don't use it. So, okay, if you want to use it anyway. So, you can just picture an F chord shape here if you're having trouble memorizing it, and just add threes all around. 3, 3, 3 on strings 1, 2, and 3, and you have all the notes. Except for the open E string. So you can just take ideas from the intro, change the rhythm a little. Okay, you don't have to even use hammer-ons and pull-offs, just try to create melodies. Now, I know it's a lot easier when I already know how to do it, but I'm trying to give you simple examples to get you started. So just remember the bass notes. It really doesn't matter which way you take the solo, in which direction. As long as you keep the bass notes going, it's gonna sound fine. So D, B flat, C, D. Now it doesn't even have to be that complicated. You can repeat a lick and just change the bass notes and it'll work. Let's try the 2nd string. Okay, just change it rhythmically. Let's try the 3rd string. Okay, I took it in a different direction. Inspiration struck, so I used it. So you see, it's really nothing fancy as long as you keep the bass notes going. Immediately you have a finger style arrangement of a solo. The more you try it, the better you'll get at it. Just give it a week and you'll see, you'll have a spectacular solo at the end of it. So, the original line, I play it here. Nice. So it's two hammer on to five on the third string, and then three hammer on to six, pull off to three on the second string, and then five on the third, and three on the second string again. And when I play the last note, I play the D bass string with it. Okay? Or I play it afterwards. And then you have this. Okay? It's three on the E string with the B flat bass. And then one on the E string. The open E string with the C bass. One on the second string, and then three on the second string with D again. That's the first ending. So, okay? The second ending is this. It starts with five on the E string, so you have the B flat bass on six on the E string. So, the E bass string, I mean. Actually, you can play 3 on the E string, but it's better to play 6 on the 2nd string. That way you keep the bass note going. So, okay, 6 on the 2nd string. And then, same ending. Open E string with C, 1, 3 on the 2nd string into D. Okay, so the whole riff. D. Six on both E strings, six on the second string, and now it's a lot better if you play the bass notes after each lick. It gives it the correct syncopation, like this. See? The notes come before the bass notes. And you can also play this if you want a little mischief. Hammer on from 0 to 3 on the A string, and then hammer on pull off on the D string, 0, 3, 0, 3 on the A string, and then D minor, you start with the D string. And you can just end on D minor there. So there you have it, Layla, arranged 4-finger style guitar. Before you go, please subscribe to my channel if you haven't already. I've got a lot of lessons already on the channel, actually tons of lessons, almost 300 lessons by now. How did that happen? And everything, of course, is for free right here on Lake and Ref, including the tabs. Go download the tabs. They're for free on the channel, on the website, actually. The description below holds the link to the tabs. Go download the tab. And if you want to give something back anyway, everything is for free. But if you want to donate to the channel and help keep the lessons going and help in the production of your guitar education, then there's a large blue donation button right above the tabs. You can't miss it. It says donate. It's oval, it's blue, and it's a sight for sore eyes. Not really, but, you know, I didn't have anything better to say. So I'll let you go practice this, and you have fun. Enjoy. Bye for now. Thanks for watching.